A bicycle advocacy group in the Twin Cities is trying to call attention to the sometimes uncertain relationship between motorists and cyclists. Stephanie Michaelis is the president of Bike Blono. She says they've begun a campaign to encourage awareness and understanding among both categories of traveler for safety.
Any person who would be using a vehicle on the road, we want to make them aware that bicyclists are legal users of the road, and we're doing that by humanizing them. So piquing interest in the issue by reminding folks that these are human beings that you're passing as you're going down the road.
How are you doing that? How do you bring the humanity home?
We've got this campaign that is starting, and we're using folks from the community. Local dentist, who's also a cyclist, commutes to work on bicycle. Dan Stedman is involved in the campaign in a picture. Local grocers, other community folks that are using cycles and vehicles as well.
Humanity tends to fade out, though, when there's a bit of road rage involved or a bit of frustration when a bicyclist is moving slowly compared to a car, and there's not quite enough room to pass safely. So that's when honking and perhaps close calls can happen.
Yeah, a lot of us have experienced those, and we've also been on the other side of that too. So I'm a cyclist and a motorist, of course, and you feel that, you know, that urge to get somewhere, and that's certainly not more important than somebody's lives. A vehicle is a metal cage surrounding you, whereas a person on a bicycle is just there, just themselves and their skin and flesh and bones. So we want to remind folks that these people that are on the road, sharing the road as a legal user of the road, are also human beings.
How can you urge motorists to resist that irritation that can result in poor choices?
So aside from reminding them that, you know, this is your dentist, this is your barista, this is your grocer that you're honking at and yelling at, just reminding folks of the rules of the road that we all follow as cyclists and as motorists, you know, putting down those distractions, reminding yourself that, you know, it's not worth somebody's life to be distracted while you're driving and have a close call or an incident. We've certainly had some incidents here in town that were coming to very tragic ends because of some distracted driving or perhaps some aggressive driving that somebody was impatient.
What are those rules that will keep everyone safe?
Certainly giving cyclists their space. They're supposed to be given 3 feet of space. Slowing down, you know, as you're passing, if you feel like you might not have that space to pass, you can always, you know, wait for a better time to pass and give that person that room just so that they don't feel crowded on the road. And, of course, obeying all traffic laws, as we're all expected to do as cyclists and as motorists.
One thing that tends to irritate motorists is when bicyclists stop at a stop sign and the motorist waves you on and then you don't take it because it's the motorist's turn. What do you say?
Gosh, yeah, that's a tough one because it can be, I think, frustrating for the cyclist as well because you don't want to feel like you're taking up, you know, more rights than anybody on the road, and you appreciate that gesture, but you also, you're maybe considering something else, like you see another hazard coming your way and you want to let that motorist pass before you consider the next hazard. So, again, just, you know, following the rules of the road, letting folks take their turn, and just proceeding as you normally would if it was another vehicle.
Do you have any stories or anecdotes of
personal close calls? I mean, yeah. It's just an everyday, you know, kind of thing that you think that, you know, unless somebody states their malicious intent or aggressive behavior by, you know, yelling curse words at you, you just think it's maybe not education that they've had. So they maybe need to be educated and have that awareness that you're a legal user of the road and you're not there to inconvenience them, that it is, in fact, safer for you to be on the road as a cyclist as opposed to being on the sidewalk because you're more predictable and the road is made for all users of the road, cyclists and motorists as well.
Never been doored?
I have not yet. No, I've heard some terrible stories about it. I, as a cyclist, I do try to give myself plenty of space. Being predictable is important. When I'm in an area with parked cars and I'm riding, like you think, down Center Street, there's a lot of parked cars and people coming and going. I always look out for that and look out for cars backing. So always being aware of that. So cyclists are just as aware, you know, hopefully as motorists are of the surrounding hazards, and you understand the critical nature of paying attention at all times.
What can bicyclists do to be as predictable as possible for motorists? What are their obligations?
So same thing, being visible, you know, considering your next action, looking out for hazards around you, following all the rules of the road that we're all expected to follow as legal users of the road. Wearing reflective material, if it's called for, is always good, or maybe even just using those leg bands that are reflective, making sure that your bike is in good working order so that you don't have any situations where you might have mechanical issues if you can avoid it. So always doing that safety check before you leave, checking your inflation, running through your bike a little bit, and making sure that you have all those reflectors on your bike. Using lights at night as required by law, you know, having that rear light, red light, and a light on the front that shows motorists that you're there, but also gives you some room to see ahead of you.
Stopping.
Yeah.
Stopping helps.
Yeah, that's something, you know, you hear a lot of anecdotal evidence of folks saying, well, this cyclist ran through a stop sign, but motorists do it just as much. You know, it's maybe more visible and maybe more of a hot button issue here in town right now. Because of some of the awareness that we're trying to bring, it kind of brings up these questions. So it's a great opportunity to discuss that. You know, cyclists are required to follow the rules of the road, and for their own safety, same thing as motorists should be following the rules of the road. Same reason you wouldn't want to run a stoplight or a stop sign in a vehicle. You wouldn't want to do it on a bicycle. Just on a bicycle, there's greater consequences if somebody runs that stop sign and hits you.
Stephanie Michaelis is president of Bike Blono.